bucket. Now, some of them, what they call them, pills, and of course, now you can, well, they wouldn't call it a keg. Of course, now a keg is made out of wood, and mm-hmm. you have those too, but.
If it were the kind you
But now, generally, we call them a bucket if they're made out of wood, okay. most likely. Okay. And if they are metal, they call them generally a pill.
Okay. If it were sitting out on the, say, back before we had running water, if it were sitting out on the porch and were made of wood,
they call it a bucket.
Okay. Well, what about the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove? What do you call that?
Well, generally call that a skillet.
Okay. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water off and on?
Faucet.
And what about if it were on a barrel, you know, an old wooden barrel, where you turn it off and on?
Well, now,
the same thing?
They call that a... But now, actually, in the kitchen, most time people, instead of calling it a faucet, they call it the tap.
Okay.
And in a barrel, they generally call it a faucet.
Okay. And what about if it were the same thing out in the yard that water comes
they
out?
They call it a spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put in for you to carry them home?
A bag.
And what would you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? Maybe 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes.
Well, now some of them call it a burlap bag, depending what it's made out, and some of them, some people call it just the old common name. Some of them call it a sack.
Okay. Any particular kind of a sack?
Well, it might be made out of a burlap. Some of them make out of plastic, something like that.
Okay. Which of these words maybe sounds like an older word to you? Burlap bag, burlap sack, coffee sack, crocus sack, crocus sack, gunny sack, guano sack, jute sacks, grass sack. Any of those words sound like you might have heard a long time ago or not?
Yes.
Which ones of those maybe?
Well, now I've heard gunny sack, I've heard crocus sack, and I've heard burlap.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up your mouth and blow on, you know?
A harmonica.
Okay. And what about a small one that you hold between your teeth and you go...
Call a juice harp.
Okay. What is a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? A child sits on each end.
We call it a seesaw.
And what about a homemade merry-go-round? Goes round and round.
Now, I used to hear them call them, they call them different things. When I was a little old boy, they call them instead of miracles. Some of them used to call them a flying jenny.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
A flat piece of what?
Of stone that was used to sharpen a knife. It was a little thing, I think.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about, some of them call them, old name that I first heard, they call them a whip rock, but now they call them an oil rock or something like that.
Okay. What about any different kinds of wood fences? Do y'all have any wood fences around?
Well, I have seen some, yeah. I've seen, when I was a little boy, the first type of wood fence that I saw, I used to go out to my uncle's, and I was the one that called the old rail, had an old rail fence. And I see some people have some of them in the yard now, you know, where they find some of those old rails that they split from the logs and little pieces of them around in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Around
just
the house. Decoration,
right.
Yeah.
Right. What about any made with those boards?
They call those peelings.
When they go up and
up
down?
And vertical, that's up.
Okay.
Right.
Do they have many of them around here?
Not many. They have some.
Okay.
Some people have for decoration.
Okay. That's about all the wood fence you think of?
That's the only wood fence. Some just made them out straight out of straight boards, you know.
Right.
And board fence, well, that I've seen those.
Now that's the one when the boards went horizontal.
Well, now the one different was this: the peelings. Now the boards close together, and I call it a board fence.